The Me Too movement brought attention to the issue of sexual harassment in entertainment, but the problem manifests itself in the sciences as well. Research shows that sexual harassment is most likely to occur in organizations that tolerate it and in those dominated by men.
With both Hollywood and science, both of those things often hold.
That's University of Illinois anthropologist Kate Clancy. She says the most common myth about sexual harassment is that it's explicitly sexual. What's more common is
crude behaviors, offensive comments, put-downs, hostility towards people of a certain sex. Those kinds of hostile behaviors are much more pervasive.
And they can be just as harmful. Clancy says universities serious about combating the issue need to ask themselves, are we treating victims in a way that's in line with our values?
And unfortunately, I don't know that there are very many universities that could honestly answer yes to that.
And when it comes to addressing sexual harassment in the workplace, Clancy says the most common approaches fall short.
There's nothing more maddening to me as a sexual harassment researcher than taking sexual harassment training organized by for-profit companies with weird cartoons that are just telling us don't sexually harass. There's extensive evidence at this point by researchers who show that that type of training doesn't actually work.
Clancy says universities need to do more than simply comply with Title IX by looking at research to create training that actually works. She says examples include programs that bring people face-to-face and that encourage positive behaviors rather than focusing on stopping negative ones. Clancy will speak more on this issue on Thursday, February 15th in a free webinar hosted by the American Chemical Society. You can find more information at willnews.org. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Public Media.